give back the money. The chance of protesters as French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen entered a church recently. There's an investigation into whether Le Pen, who's an EU parliamentarian, used money on her campaign that was supposed to be used on EU business. But Le Pen has also been drawing supporters at huge rallies, as has her opponent, Emmanuel Macron, on this, the last day of campaigning before Sunday's election. NPR correspondent Eleanor Beardsley is in Paris. Eleanor, we know there's a mandatory blackout day before voters go to the polls. So how frenetic is it there?
Well, both the candidates are out visiting as many places as they can, and there's a 24-hour blackout time before French voters go to the polls. So it's taken very seriously. We won't even probably hear much about the candidates tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, Macron, the former investment banker and one-time civil servant in President Hollande's cabinet, who is running with no party, had a 20-point lead going into Wednesday's debates, and now he's added slightly to that lead. What happened during that debate, do you think?
Yeah, Robin, what happened? I watched the whole thing, and she just came across as very aggressive, always on the attack, and she didn't seem to put forth her programs as much as, you know, discredit him and just go back to the past and attack him. And people got a really bad taste with that. And we're seeing that he's gotten about 2 points since then. And even far-left voters who didn't know if they could vote for him because he's a globalist banker. And, you know, Marine Le Pen actually has a lot of programs of giving, you know, state money to people that is similar to the far left. So, but more of them since the debate have decided they're going to vote for Macron. So he's got about 50% of the far left now voting for him. About 11% will vote for her, and the rest just cannot choose between a far-right candidate and a globalist banker.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because we heard on the BBC this morning a gentleman say he hates Le Pen, the far-right candidate, but he just can't get behind the untested Macron. He's not even voting. And here's one voter talking about why she's supporting Macron. It's not as much him, but she's against the extreme right, extreme droit.
Better to be together in Europe, because I am against extreme right, absolutely. And I think this young man, maybe, he will do something good for us. I don't know exactly what he will do, but I think it's the best.
Eleanor, that's not exactly solid support for Macron. It's more being against something.
It is. And so, you know, going into the second round is not about choosing your favorite candidate. It's about choosing the least bad candidate. So probably up to half of his supporters are not actually supporters. They're just against her. And so even, you know, if he wins, there's going to be a lot of people who didn't really want him.
Yeah. Well, and what about her supporters? You know, are people going to her because they're so lukewarm on Macron?
People, you know, if you're going to vote for Marine Le Pen, and you're not usually tempted by Macron. So her voters are sure to come out on Sunday. More than 95% of her support base will vote. It's less sure about Macron supporters because, as we said, some are not supporters. They're just voting for the least bad situation. This is a 3-day holiday in France this weekend, celebrating the end of World War II. And there's a fear, actually, amongst Macron supporters that some people will be on a 3-day weekend and not actually go vote. So yeah. Abstention could play a role. It could give her a higher score, say analysts.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, it could also, just unawareness be a factor, because remember the Brexit vote in the UK. Nobody thought that would happen. Donald Trump's win here in the United States, the polls did not show him winning. Are people also concerned that maybe this disenfranchised group of voters, the working class, the unemployed, that supports Le Pen, maybe they're just not registering in the polls?
Well, you know, it's funny, because of Brexit and the election of Donald Trump, people are aware. And there's people saying, you can't let what happened in the U.S. happen here. There was a big concert last night held against this extreme right, you know, trying to mobilize people, go out and vote. You've got to go out and vote. So I think there is a realization this third time around that we don't want that to happen again, for people just to not think about it, not go vote, and then have something forced on their country that they didn't want. So I think people are pretty aware of what could happen on Sunday.
And by the way, there might be another parallel as well. We hear that Russia has been trying to interfere in the French election.
Absolutely. In fact, the campaign that they are accused of most trying to hack is Emmanuel Macron's, because he's very pro-European and he's not at all close, does not want to get close to Vladimir Putin, Russia's president, whereas Marine Le Pen absolutely does. She wanted to drop sanctions against Russia if she's elected, and Macron absolutely doesn't. So There were attempts, say his staff, to hack their campaign. They say the Russians didn't get through. But there's been a whole conspiracy theory, fake news swirling about him and his private life. You know, his wife is 24 years older than he is. So there's, you know, rumors that he's actually gay. He has a secret private life. You know, none of it is true, but it's all swirling around Emmanuel Macron.
And stirred up in part by the Russians.
Yeah, and stirred up by Sputnik and Russia Today. These are websites and a television in France. They report regular news, but with a twist, with a spin. And they're usually spreading some of these stories. It's an alternative point of view. They say they're not publishing fake news, but they're always somewhat linked to these articles that have conspiracy theories.
Eleanor Beardsley, NPR's correspondent in Paris, ahead of this big weekend. Eleanor, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.